On the telephone with us this morning, Margaret, as we do every morning after Indiana basketball games, we check in with our good friend and Big Ten tournament champion, or not tournament, Big Ten regular season outright champion announcer, Joe Smith. Smitty, championship Wednesday.
They never get old. They never get old. Hi, guys. How you doing? Margaret, welcome back. Hope you're feeling better.
I am feeling somewhat better. Thank you.
All right. Well, it's great to have you behind the microphone this morning.
Thank you.
And Joe, kind of you. You didn't get home till late in the morning. You couldn't really care because
I was going to say you gotta be happy.
Well, Joe's had a few trips in the last couple of years where he's got home at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's not nearly as fun as being outright Big Ten champions. Show me a player more valuable than Yogi Ferrell in the league. You can't do it. Show me another road victory for a league title. That's two for two. The last two times they've been asked to do it. The Penn State game, Joe, feels miles and miles of years ago. Iowa's 7-0 start also feels like it happened last year. The Hoosiers found a little adversity, found a big lead evaporate, but at the end of the night, they were holding the trophy with both hands, not waiting to share it. Your Big Ten champions outright for 2015-2016. Take it away.
Well, you know, we witnessed it firsthand, an outright Big Ten championship won on the road with that resiliency and belief that has become, well, the identity, the grit of this championship basketball team of Tom Crean's. Two intangibles that Coach Tom told us post-game, they believed. The product of hard work and improvement. We go all the way back since December and then on into the Big Ten, which saw them win a league best six times on the road. And as Coach told us after the 81-78 victory last night over Iowa before a sold-out throng of 15,400, there is more to get. Well, there is, of course, and a win Sunday at home will make them 17-0 on the McCracken court on Seniors Day when Maryland comes in for that 4:30 game, yet another achievement that they can add to this championship resume. On a night where the intensity was spectacular at Carver-Hawkeye, the best I've ever seen it in all of my decades going into that building, the Hoosiers never, ever wavered. Up by 14 on four different occasions, like they did when Indiana beat them, though, on the McCracken court in February. Iowa, in the second half, erased the lead. Starting at the 12.5-minute mark, they went on a 17-3 run to tie it at 70 with 6:20 to play. The second half lead was lost twice by Indiana, the last at 75-74, but freshman Juwan Morgan hit two key free throws to regain the lead by one with 3:16 to play. Thomas Bryant hit a key free throw, and then Yogi hit that three with 37 seconds left that gave Indiana some breathing room, 80-75. Bryant then pulled off a huge offensive rebound after Yogi missed, uncharacteristically, two at the free throw line. Thomas went back to the line, hit one of two to make it 81-75. And then after Anthony Clemens hit a three that trimmed it to 81-78 late, the Hoosiers watched Peter Jock miss from the right corner a three-point attempt that could have tied it and sent it into overtime with 2.1 seconds left, and the 2016 title became property of Indiana U. The Hoosiers' reign as champions here today received the number one seed, headed into next week's Big Ten tournament at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. It is all hail to the champions. We'll go inside the number, sure we will, a little bit later. But a game and its many, many contributors from top to bottom in this Crean lineup to this championship. This championship will be savored for years to come. Your Big Ten outright champions, Indiana U, 2016, 81-78 at Iowa last night.
Ahoo! How about that? That feels good, doesn't it, Joe?
Yeah,
let's have a little clap. All right, Hoosiers. All right.
I know you're talking a lot of politics and numbers and everything, but it was Super Tuesday all the way around. Super Tuesday on the sectional beat. I mean, at East Central last night. How about that defensive masterpiece turned in by Andy Hodson-Screw? They eliminate the hosts 47-31. They held East Central to 11 total second-half points and outscored them 15-3 in the fourth quarter. As a matter of fact, East Central did not have a point until the two-minute mark of the final quarter, and the game was all decided. East Central hit only 26%. North had only six turnovers last night. Real solid balance. Musichello had 13. Hunter Jastrzemski with 11. Or Holden Jastrzemski, rather, with 11, and Riley Crean and Malik LaFoon split 16 evenly, 8 apiece. And now the Cougs face 10th-ranked Bloomington South Friday in one of the semifinals. Columbus North beat Columbus East 59-50. The Bulldogs will face Shelbyville in the other semifinal. It'll be the 72nd all-time meeting between the two city schools. South won the first time back in January by 66-44. Then at Brown County last night on the airwaves with Terry and John, Edgewood 17-8. They've won four in a row. This is the most wins for the Ponies in 8 years, and they take out rival Owen Valley 61-51, a 17-2 run to end the first half. Really caused the separation in this one. And now a team that really had their number and bounced them out of the tournament in the opening game a year ago, Brown County, they'll face the host on Friday night in one semifinal. Northview beat Sullivan 62-55. They'll play West Vigo, the defending champions, in the other semifinal in Nashville on Friday night. Cole Craddock had 13 last night for Dave Mahurin's squad. Chayton Howard was strong with 11 points and 6 rebounds. Braden Patton had 11 rebounds and 7 points. The Ponies led 35-18 at the break, and, well, they gave Owen Valley only 2 points in that second quarter on that long run that they had, and held Cameron King, the 1,000 career point scorer for the Patriots, to 2 of 11 shooting last night for 9 points. So the Cougars win at East Central, and the Mustangs win in Nashville. Good stuff all the way around, and now it becomes on the high school beat, semifinal sectional Friday. Our coverage begins at 5:30 from St. Leon, North and South, to kick off the weekend.
And that means if we're there Friday night for North and South, that means we'll be right back on Saturday as well.
Got to get some gas in the poor man's Lexus.
Got to fire it up and make it on over there to East Central. So great news all around. It was a Super Tuesday, Joe. You couldn't ask for anything better than that. And how about Edgewood? I think it kind of got lost in the shuffle this year, but that's the most wins, would you say, since 2000 when they had
8 years. 8 years.
Yeah.
This is their best in 8 years.
So yeah. keep it rolling there. And plenty of basketball left for everybody, including Indiana's celebration. It'll be 40 minutes against Maryland, and everybody can get healthy because that game has absolutely no bearing on anything except Maryland's season, and we could care less about any of that. So exciting times for Indiana. Joe, you could tell in the Hawkeyes that they had been struggling. They struggled to finish at the rim. They struggled to make foul shots. They struggled to get their players open. Boy, Fran's taking those timeouts to heaven with them, and that's fine with us. But Peter Jock's last three-pointer fading away. Anthony Clemens couldn't get the last one to the rim. Indiana's depth, really a big, big factor in this. Indiana's point guard play with Yogi Ferrell, a bigger factor. Any update on Juwan Morgan? We saw him laying on the floor. Looked like a shoulder problem. I know you don't get any injury report, but I bet he was still celebrating a little bit.
Talked to him briefly. He's walking down the aisle to take his seat in the plane this morning, and had a big smile on his face, and you know, it's one of these things where it gets popped back in, he's fine, and it's just one of those things that's happened. He's going to have to play with it,
and
he's
played with it.
He's had the harness on all season practically. I forget the first time it popped out on him, but
he had the harness on, Joe, when I did the Haunted Hall of Hoops on October 31st. So this has been an issue that's been bothering him, and it looked like on the replay his arm just got tangled when they were going for that loose ball, and it wasn't anything it wasn't like hitting it on the floor or something like that.
No, it got stretched out. It got pulled out. That's what happened.
Put it back.
You know, for now we'll call it a separation, but you know, as I say, with this game, it is a meaningful game because of the seniors and what Indiana. I mean, you know, you stop and think about what the McCracken Court has produced this year with 14 consecutive wins by the women and now maybe 17 more by the fellas, 31-0. For an entire basketball season on the home court at two different levels is just unbelievable. And Yogi will have his day, and justifiably so. You know, Tom was telling us in the post game, you know, the job he did on Peter Jock, giving up all the inches and height and everything else. Boy, he plays with his heart. He's voting him for the defensive player of the year, let alone the MVP. And he's also had a shout out to Thomas Bryant, too, freshman of the year. So Indiana's got some possible award makers here over the course of the next week.
And you know what? The fun ones, the banner, all that other stuff is gravy to the victor come the spoils, and that's super. But I tell you what, Nick Zeislas played great the last two games in the starting lineup, and I know it's Illinois, and Illinois stinks. Let's be fair there, but Zeislas helped them stink, and he was really good again last night. Joe was hitting shots off the dribble. He was not a liability on the defensive end, so let's add that to the 845 lineup as well.
Oh, we will, and I was kidding him about his new Indiana career high for rebounds last night as well. So we'll talk about that. Well, he had 4 rebounds last night, the most he's
that's
ever
a month's
had
worth,
in
Joe.
IU uniform. Yeah. So anyway.
That's good.
Yeah,
we can laugh about
a lot
it this
of good
morning.
Stuff.
All right,
yeah.
Great stuff as always, and we'll get caught back up at 8:45.
Sounds good. We'll be here. I am great.
I was sipping
a little coffee. I'm sorry about that.
I'm the
Margaret,
best.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a championship
Jeff.
Morning. Everybody's
I know. It's
smiling.
A wonderful
sun's
morning.
Out. Hey, it's great.
It is
great.
Great
to be a Hoosier.
What a way to start March, Joe. Took almost until, well, almost not midnight to our time. At least the last 20 seconds of the game took about 54 minutes. But we'll wait. We'll patiently wait. And good things come to those who wait. And there was a lot of conjecture and talk at the end of last season when things didn't end so well. And there were issues off the court facing this team. There were problems on the court with this team. Yogi Ferrell decided, I'm going to come back and make things right on the basketball court, make things right for the Hoosier fans and cement his legacy, Joe. And he's got one foot in that circle right now after clinching, well, his second, he's the only one there that really can talk about that, right? His second regular season outright Big Ten championship. He is the straw that stirs the drink. He is the emotional leader. He is the physical leader. And he should be the Big Ten player of the year. And he was instrumental last night in Indiana's big victory.
Well, what the old coin phrase, you win championships with defense and seniors. Well, Tom Crean's 2016 Hoosiers reign today is Big Ten outright champions. It's 12th outright title, by the way. Of the 22 they've won in tradition-rich basketball history at Indiana U, 81-78 before a standing room crowd of 15,400 at Carver-Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City last night. Now on Seniors Day Sunday with Maryland coming in, a hopeful 15-3 finish, which would be its best league finish in 23 years, not to mention a perfect 17-0 home court slate, which they can add to its expanding team resume here this season. Going inside the numbers, well, let's start with the finish. Iowa shot 38% for the ball game and finished the final 4 minutes in this tussle, 1 of 12 from the field. Yogi Ferrell has hit some big-time shots in his career, but that three-pointer with 37 seconds left gave the champs an 80-75 lead that they wouldn't lose. Yogi put the defensive clamps on Peter Jock, who had been averaging 20 points over his last 4 games, 3 of 11 shooting last night, 8 points on Iowa's senior night. Yogi scored 20, 47 in his last 2, now has hit 9 of 18 from behind the line, and he passed A.J. Guyton, by the way, for most career threes in Big Ten play for a Hoosier, and 5 assists, only the second player in the Big Ten to ever score over 1,800 points, 600 assists, and 400 rebounds in his 4-year career that now includes 2 outright Big Ten titles. Player of the year? Well, he's my number one guy. I mean, he played 37 minutes and he flat wore Jock out defensively last night. Coach Tom endorsing Yogi for not only that, defensive player of the year as well. We have seen this young man evolve into one of the most complete players that's ever slipped on an Indiana University jersey, at least in my 4-plus decades. Coach Tom told his post-game his endorsement of Thomas Bryant as maybe freshman of the year. He had a second career double last night, 12 points and 10 rebounds. You remember Thomas had his bout with injuries earlier this season. Coach just had a Hoosier litany of names after this outstanding championship win. Nick Zeislas, what's he done? Well, 25 points these last 2 games, filling in for the injured Robert Johnson. Troy Williams, coach said he played his best road game of the year last night, 15 points and 7 rebounds. OG Anunoby continuing his freshman development along with his classmate, Jawan Morgan. Those two first-year players 11 points, 11 rebounds between them last night. Colin Hartman had, for a ninth time this year, 3 assists in one game. Max Bielfeldt, what an add to the team. Fell in Indiana's lap as he played basketball this year. 8 points, 2 rebounds. Harrison Nego, 7 minutes with that scrappy in-your-grill defense. Doesn't make any mistakes. Makes a lot of right decisions. The bench last night scored 19 points, but the bench core also had 13 rebounds, completing, well, a different kind of double-double. 9 deep, the flat wore Iowa out on a championship night that we'll all remember. And now with one regular season caveat left, well, an unbeaten home record on the McCracken court on Sunday against the Maryland Terrapins. A bunch of the coach told us post-game that never wavered a belief to hang a banner as champions, and the direct result of a lot of hard work and improvement, as we've seen through the course of the year, a resiliency that's evolved into the makings of a championship team. Tom Crean's 2016 Hoosiers. And his coach postscripted to us, there is more to get. And certainly, hopefully, that is forthcoming this month of March. Sectional recap last night. Good news for the Cougars and the Mustangs. Let's start with Bloomington North, first of all. Mentioning Crean, Riley Crean had 8 points, and so did Malik LaFoon. They split 16 evenly. A well-balanced lineup. Musa Jallo with 13, and Bloomington North advances to the semifinals Friday against 10th-ranked Bloomington South at 6 o'clock over at East Central after unfolding a rather nice little defensive masterpiece of their own, 47-31 over the host Trojans. East Central scored 11 total points in the second half, and now North and South meet for a 72nd all-time meeting on Friday night with the stakes high. The winner moves into the championship game, 7:30 on Saturday night. East Central shot only 26%. Cougars played well, not only defensively, took care of the basketball, only 6 turnovers. How about Edgewood? Most wins in 8 years. Yep, they're 17-8, Dave Mahurin's crew. They won their 4th in a row and ousted their rival, Owen Valley, 61-51 in a game heard here on the airwaves last night with John and Terry. And it was a 17-2 run to close the first half that caused separation here. That launches now Edgewood into a revenge game against old nemesis Brown County, who booted them out of the tournament in the opening game last year. Those two will play in one semifinal over in Nashville on Friday night, while Northview, a 62-55 winner over Sullivan, will play defending champion West Vigo. Cole Craddock with 13. Chayton Howard had 11. Braden Patton had 11 rebounds. The Ponies led 35-18 at the break and gave Owen Valley only 2 points in that second quarter. They held Cam King to only 9 points on 2 of 11 shooting last night. So good stuff there. And we'll be at East Central with that 5:30 Chalk Talk start with conversations with J.R. Holmes. Panthers, of course, the defending champions, and Andy Hodson, 5:30 broadcast coverage, 6 o'clock tip in that one, and guaranteed, regardless of who wins, we'll have a local team in the championship game, Chalk Talk, at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. So we'll make the drive to St. Leon not once, but twice here this weekend, and they get ready for Seniors Day and a hopeful 17-0 closeout of a fantastic championship season for Coach Tom's crew. In the zone, Dave and Glass, I think it is Wednesday, in the zone, and your phone call is at 6, and that's coming up a little bit later tonight.
There you go, Joe. You might as well just park it over in East Central for the weekend. There's no point in coming back for that. 6 hours of driving for 4 hours of basketball. That doesn't math doesn't work on that one. Great job as always. Congratulations to the Hoosiers. Sunday, get healthy. They got Robert Johnson. He doesn't need to play in that game. Give him a full 3 weeks off or whatever it is to get his ankle healthy. Juwan Morgan, enjoy his red polo top as well. Indiana's got other fish to fry, and none of them need to go on the grill on Sunday, Joe. That's just a get-healthy game, and then it'll kick up next week. We'll figure out how all the chips fall in the Big Ten. We'll talk Friday morning. We'll get all previewed for North and South. Edgewood, all sectional semifinals coming up and championships, hopefully, plus Maryland's trip to town. Pacers play tonight. Dave and Glass tonight. That's us. We'll break it all down for you and keep an eye on things moving forward. Just like Tom said, not done yet. Great job, Smitty.
Done yet.
You going to enjoy that nap today?
You know, I can't get one in today. I've got two pregame shows to do now with the Cougars winning, plus little women's basketball later this afternoon, and wrestling. The Big Ten wrestling championships open up in Iowa City on Friday. So
we'll be
conversation.
Listening.
Yeah, we got a lot of the only thing I got to do. No nap. I got to be sure to put fresh batteries in my digital recorder. That's what's on tap, and another pot of coffee. I'll be ready to roll.
That's what you get when you're popular.
Thank you, my friend.